Yeah.
Oh, actually, I think Haiti's worse than it ever was in Vietnam.
In the, within the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just a government, mm-hmm. In the churches, in the businesses, anything.
So you've been to Haiti?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. we've just started the second tape, and while we're turning over the tape, I was just commenting on how accurate the description of local politics was that Dr. Hargraves offered. However, we're on track to talk about after the big mistake in his life, his marriage, and then his wife didn't want to go overseas.
Then after two kids, we ended up getting divorced. Mm-hmm.
Are those them up there?
That's my daughter and her husband.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And, out of vet school, I went to work for the state laboratory in a poultry diagnostic laboratory in Turlock. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, I've been working for the state ever since. Mm-hmm. And I worked for in a pathology laboratory for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And then the University of California took over the pathology laboratory system. And I ended up staying with the state government. And I've been working in the field now for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. But you're going back to Vietnam?
Yeah.
When is that scheduled for?
September.
In September?
Yeah.
And who's sponsoring that visit?
REI. Uh-huh. It's a Christian missionary organization. That I went to Vietnam with them 2 years ago, and a preliminary survey, they had gone over there and asked the Vietnamese universities what kind of assistance they wanted, and they said they wanted veterinarians and economists. Mm-hmm. And the economists were to help them change over to a market economy. So they sent out a call for some Christian veterinarians to go over there and evaluate what was needed. And they had five of us go over there.
In 94?
Yeah.
So the first time you went back was with Don Luce's second
group. Yeah.
Then you went back in 94. Do you remember, can you approximate the REI, what that stands for? Something like religion, evangelical institution, or international?
No,
nothing that far.
Nothing like that. Resource Exchange International.
Resource Exchange International. Is that attached to a denomination? Any particular denomination? Not that it matters. It's just for the record.
Not that I know of.
Okay. And how did they know? How did you hear about that request?
Well, I've been working with Christian Veterinary Missions for a long time.
No, as an advisor?
No, just as a veterinarian. they do most of their recruiting at veterinary meetings. And they send veterinarians, they provide veterinarians to just about any missionary outfit that wants one.
Have you ever gone on one of those missions in that capacity?
Right.
Where have you been?
Haiti, mm-hmm. and Nepal, and Vietnam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so when you go back in September, how long do you think you'll be gone?
Well, 2 weeks, 2 weeks for that particular part. Mm-hmm. But then I'll be spending 2 weeks in India before.
Right.
Yeah.
At that conference on poultry. I noticed that, and now, of course, I can confirm it. It says, "the life of adventure." Yeah, is that People Magazine? I mean, is that a thing for people?
What was
that?
It's an advertisement for a drug. I went to a veterinary conference.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they put this picture on the. Fake People
Oh,
magazine
I see a part. Fake People magazine. Yes, it looks great though. It's a beautiful picture too. It really is terrific. God, that's great. Did they give a little? Did you do a profile of your life in there? In that thing?
No,
it's
no.
just the adversity.
It's just a
it's
picture.
Just cute. I got it. Yeah, that is great though. It's yeah. very impressive. No, I mean, it, people isn't that doesn't impress me that much. Yeah. So, but it, the picture does. It's really terrific. And do you think you'll after this this first visit you'll be going back to Vietnam again? I mean, after the visit in.
Well, yeah, I'd like to. But yeah, I love the people. Mm-hmm. I would never miss an opportunity to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
The state has never agreed to pay.
No, no, they wouldn't. Do you do you still have some vestigial? I mean, Vietnamese language skills. Do they stay with you? And
well, the last time I went back, it took about a week for it to start coming back. But yeah, I got a little bit, but it'd take a while to pick it up again.
Did you happen to, while you were in, for the period you were in Vietnam with IPS, did you happen to keep a diary or take photographs or things like that?
Yeah, I took a bunch of photographs.
Uh-huh. And, okay, we might
sort
someday.
Sort of a diary.
Yeah, we have sort of a diary?
Yeah.
Because if you ever feel like, I'd be very happy to pay for any Xeroxing of diary pages, you know, not anything personal, just that that kind of thing helps give a flavor of what people did day to day. And we have, I think you probably had a newsletter you contributed to. Did you write a, I don't know, maybe, no, this is before 60, this is about 67, but you could send a letter to IVS.
Yeah.
And they would send it out for you.
Yeah.
To about 50 people, and then it went to 100 people.
Yeah, well, they sent printed letters to, I had a regular mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. In fact, a couple of those got published in a book. Somebody collected together letters from Vietnam and published it under that title,
yes.
Letters from Vietnam.
Uh-huh. Well, make a note of that. Well, hopefully when we get into the IBS archives, we'll find copies of those newsletters.
Yeah, I mean, got some copies around someplace.
Well, if you find them, I appreciate it if you find them. I'm going to be back through here because what I'm going to do now is driving back to L.A., of course, and then I have to go give a teacher training session in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to come back and drive up the spine of California. So I'll be through Bakersfield then, and then I'm going to be through Bakersfield coming back.
Yeah.
So if you find any of those newsletters, I could just take them.
Would that be?
Somewhere, one way would be around somewhere between July 6th and the 10th.
Yeah.
And the other would be between around July 25th, 26th, something like that.
Yeah.
I'll call you, of course.
Yeah.
But if you could find it, I mean, obviously this is at your convenience and discretion. But I'd love to just take them over to a Kinko's and just copy them. And then we can add them to the IVS archives. They probably have copies of those letters. But in my business, if you get close enough to resources, you get a hold of the resources when you have the chance. You don't let them pass by.
Yeah.
And I think you have very acute observations of things.
Oh,
and and you speak in a measured way. You don't speak with forked tongue. You know, this is very direct, informative information, and I'd like to be able to revisit it again with you if we have a chance.
Yeah.
But thank you very much. This has been a terrific interview. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll end it right there. Thank you very much. Robert Hargraves.